Blog Talk Radio.
Of your word, because we have to remember, though six men read a sentence, not one will read it the same. In your name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Tony. That was a wonderful prayer. Okay. Well, we're going to play some praise and worship music. Okay, and I've got some great songs lined up for us. So here we go.
Heaven bent.
the table just waiting for you. So come on
there.
down so low. My faith seems to come and go. Some days, Father, I don't know. How did my love grow cold? You helped me see again. This world is not the end.
tonight. Hello, Pastor Wanda.
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Well,
and
that's
how you
great
doing?
Yeah, I went to get you back on last night, and you were gone. I was like,
God had me to get off, and because I had another something. Remember, I told you about certain things that were going on with this the radio station to take
right.
over. Remember, and I had
yeah.
to take care of that so we can get the building, so we can get you down here in Atlanta. So I apologize, but that's what I had to take care. And then I still didn't get it. It still didn't come through because I still got to go down there and meet with him and look at the grounds. And things that God want me to do.
Oh, okay. I got you.
And so that's what
all
happened.
Right.
Then I had some emergency calls, somebody that, you know, because it got cold down here. It's real cold. And I got to be praying for the homeless. Some people didn't have a place to go. And then I had to try to find them places. Then I had the merchant there. So, you know, it's a great thing for serving God. You know, you get all
yeah.
the praise, honor, and glory. So it was, I had to just minister and talk to some people on certain matters as it was just something. But it's a great night. And then I had a sister in Christ in the phone. We had to start shutting down on me.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, it wasn't that I didn't want to get on. And so I said, let me go lay down. I was really tired because we had been out picking 20-pound bags of vegetables and distributing to a lot of people. I got to go and serve God back out in the field, giving out clothes, vegetables, fruit, canned goods, the things that are essential that a lot of people don't get, the fresh-grown vegetables and all of it organic. It was so much stuff. God, you know, that's an awesome God, Jehovah Jireh. And it was something. You hear me? And it was good.
Yeah, I hear you. I know what it's like to hand out food again.
I wasn't tired of that. He just had me ministering first, and then I had to talk to this person. I had to convince them on certain things that who Jesus Christ is. And
right.
just because you don't see it, it's not a tingling feeling. And they said, well, I believe, you know, there's something I had to talk with them. And
okay.
to show them in the Word of God, who is God and who are you in Christ? And
right.
letting them know they're not followers. But we had so many cases, pallets of food. Pallets, it was just like I couldn't tell you. It was so much, and then I got to meet people that to build the kingdom. So that's what was going on. I wasn't tired. Then I had to come home and distribute it, and then get prepared for the radio station. But everybody in the world started calling.
Yeah, I know how that goes. You know that. Yeah, when you got something planned, okay, everything else keeps going. Okay,
I didn't plan anything because I was telling. That's what we talked about today. Man
yeah.
prepares in the heart, but God orders your steps. Psalm 16:11 and Psalm 19. I was saying you can say what you're gonna do, and God will alter and He will upset you in a good way to change it to put you right on His path, not your path. And if He has something else for you, like a person, I know what I'm gonna do. No, you do not. No one knows. Only God. Who knows the mind of God? No one. So you might say,
right.
I'm going to take care of this, and I'm going to lay down. I said, I'm not doing nothing. This is what I said. I ain't doing nothing.
Amen.
You know what? God make you
well,
a lie
you know
inside.
I got a great devotional that I want to share. Okay.
What devotion God gave you?
Okay. It's called Seeking God Through His Creation. And so sit back and listen, and I think you're going to like this.
Okay,
see,
well, I'm putting you on mute then. So now,
okay.
when we go to church, I got children in here today. So I'm
going
to listen and you feed me.
Okay, I'll teach you. Learning to seek the face of God is the foundation for experiencing the most amazing life Jesus died to give us. See, we have available to us through Christ all the wondrous excellence, these we can fathom. See, God has granted us grace upon grace, mercy upon mercy, affection upon affection, and love upon love. When we pursue him through all the avenues available to us, a door is opened in which we discover all Heavenly Father longs to give us. May you grow in your pursuit of God this week as we study various ways we've been given to seek his face. You see, every part of creation, from the smallest of insects to the mountains and all their grandeur, proclaims the unspoken glory of God. Every living creature, rock, grain of mountain stream was created for a specific purpose. And that lilies of the field and the birds of the air, we discover God's faithfulness and provision. That's Matthew chapter 6, verses 28 through 30. With every sunrise, we are reminded of Jesus' imminent return. Psalm 19, verse 4 to 5. And with every gust of wind, we are beckoned to our lives as people of the Spirit. That's John chapter 3, verse 8. Now, Job in chapter 12, verse 7 to 10 says, "But ask the beasts, and they will teach you, the birds of the heavens, and they will tell you, the bushes of the earth will teach you, and the fish of the sea will take care of you." So who among all these does not know the hand of God? And in his hand is the life of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind. So are you allowing God to teach you through his creation? Are you taking the unspeakable mystery and majesty found in the work of God's hands? Or are you merely passing by these beautiful, intentional poems written on the pages of leaves, blades, and dirt by the hand of your Heavenly Father? And Psalms chapter 19, verse 1 through 4 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above them proclaims the handiwork. So day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor are there words which voice is not heard. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. God is always speaking to you. Every piece of creation declares to you the depth of God's love, power, faithfulness, and nearness. Will you afford yourself the opportunity to stop and listen? Will you make space to open the eyes of your heart to receive the beauty, creativity, and the love of your Heavenly Father faithfully displayed before your very eyes? To seek God without taking notice of this creation is to miss out on one of the most tangible and beautiful ways he speaks to us. It isn't too mystical or out there to ask God to show you his intent behind this creation. It's holy, Christian, and messianic to spend time looking at the end and reflecting the work of God's hands. Children of God across thousands of years have used creation to learn about the Creator. Scripture is filled with revelation received by God speaking through his creation. He has made everything as he has did for his perfect and beneficial reason. Okay, may we be children who seek God through every avenue available to us. May we be believers who believe in faith and patience to learn about our Heavenly Father by the works of his hands. So first of all, you need to meditate on God's desire to speak to you through his creation. Allow Scripture to renew your mind. Okay? Well, I ask the beasts, and they will teach you. The birds of the heavens, and they will tell you. Or the brushes of the earth, and they will teach you. And the fish of the sea will declare to you. So who among all these does not know the hand of the Lord has done this? And in his hand is the life of every living thing and the breath of all mankind. Once again, that's Job chapter 12, verses 7 to 10. See, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. So day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words whose voice is not heard. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and like a strong man runs his course with joy. It's rising from the end of the heavens and circuit to the end of them, and there is nothing hidden from his heat. That's Psalm chapter 19, verses 1 to 6. So secondly, take some time to reflect on creation around you. It could be a flower, water, animal, or whatever you see. See, you are the Lord alone. You have made heaven, the heavens of heavens, and with all their hosts, the earth and all that's on it, and the seas and all that's in them. And you preserve all of them, and hosts of heaven worships you. And that's Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6.
Sorry to interrupt. You have to mute Wanda while you finish your sermon.
Okay.
I'm getting bad feedback. People
can't
hear.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Now, ask God to teach you about his creation. What does he want to reveal about you and himself? See, when I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is a man that you are mindful of him, and a son of man that you care for him? That's Psalm chapter 8, verses 3 through 4. A.W. Tozer said, God dwells in his creation, and is everywhere indivisible, present in all his works. He is transcendent above all his works, even while he is immanent within them. May you go about your day with the knowledge that God is near to you. May creation declare to you the limits of love of your Heavenly Father. And I highly suggest, okay, you read Psalms chapter 104. Okay, that will bring this devotional into more light for you. Okay? All righty. So now, let me get down to the most important question of all. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? You see, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, you will get a chance to in just a few moments. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of walking aimlessly through life, not knowing which way is up or down, or which way to go, or maybe you're suffering from some kind of depression, or maybe some sort of anxiety, or maybe you suffer from an addiction such as alcohol, drugs, sexual immorality, gambling or overeating, or there's many more addictions out there, too many to name. But if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, how do you expect him to help you? You've got to know him first. So I ask you, are you willing to let Jesus come into your life tonight? Okay? If so, please say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I've kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day.
It's going to be great. Great, baby.
So once again, thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Okay? And right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and all of his angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you came to Christ tonight. So won't you let us rejoice with them? By doing that, you can call into this number. You can call into 657-383-1487. Let me just repeat that again for you. That's 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you will come on live, and you will let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight. And it just takes one call, and you may trickle 100 more, people calling in. So please be that first caller and let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Amen. What did you think of that devotional, Pastor Wanda?
Oh, don't pass it if they ain't acting out.
Oh.
It was great, great, great. You know, that's one of my favorite, how God declares the heaven and earth, in Psalm 19. And when he revealed, I did this. And even when you look in Genesis chapter 1, and when God, when he spoke forth everything, and the only thing we got to do is sometimes just sit back, sit in the presence, and sometimes just go sit at a park. You know, that's what he had me doing, just sitting, looking at what he's doing, and you don't have no words. You know, you just got to have faith and trust and believe in knowing what God is doing, and you can look at he's in control.
Amen.
He's in control, but looking at the beauty that no man have done this, only the Almighty God. Yeah, that is a great sermon, brother. That is awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Tomorrow I'm going to cover another a part of what God does for us, okay?
That's for everything. He provides everything. He provides everything. And that's what he had me looking at in the sky and, you know, just thanking God. You know, I was telling a person, you can't see oxygen. You can't see his breath. But look at what he's doing. And when the wind blow out, you know, I have to say, thank you, Lord. Even when the stars out, I don't praise none of that. I praise God for he being the creator and that all this is his creation. And, you know, me and you had a conversation on certain things the other day. And, you know, that is awesome. Awesome. You know, the sun, he makes sure everything we need from the rain to replenish the land and for us to have drinking water. You know, it's so much to give God thanks, you know. A lot of people think it's a material thing, but look at the spiritual as well as natural things that God is doing.
Oh,
I look at the birds.
I mean,
and some of the birds.
I mean,
I didn't see some.
Just the wonder of looking at birds in flight.
Yes.
You know?
And then when you look at them, they just, and he, God knows everyone by name. Good God. I said, what a mighty, awesome God. I was just texting somebody. See, everybody texts me right now as we on. I'm trying to see, did God answer that prayer? God always answers. He heard the cry. He knows everything. You know, as I look at Elijah when he asked for the rain, okay?
Right.
Okay, and I look at when, it's Jacob. When the sun did not move, you know, and I'm just looking at God. Look what you've been doing. He's the same God yesterday and forevermore. You know, you just got to take time to know who he is. You want to know that relationship and what he's doing, and to give
Amen.
Him thanks for all these things. You know, a lot of people thank you for that. Oh, I got a new dress, but look at what God is providing for you that day. The beauty.
Yeah,
I look at some ducks.
In the Bible, it says he provides for the birds and in the air, okay,
yes.
and for all the animals. Who are we to be any less, okay?
Uh-huh.
So you know, I mean, if he takes care of them, he's going to take care of us.
Yes.
We just got to have faith and even trust in him to do so. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a caller from 913 he's been waiting. Let's see what he might have to say. I hope it's a good caller. I pray it's a good caller. Okay. 913, you're on the air. Who do I have?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Kenny.
Yeah, who is that?
This is Slim. How you guys doing?
I'm doing blessed.
And highly favored.
Blessed and highly favored,
here.
Trusting in the Lord.
Amen.
Yep. Appreciate y'all instruction on the night and everything. It's always good. Always upbuilt to hear that on a Friday night. Appreciate that. Taking your time out the day is,
welcome.
You know, doing stuff like that is very good, you know, for everybody. So appreciate
Amen.
You doing that. So.
Amen. I mean, yeah, I'm on the air Tuesday through Sunday, unless I get sick. Like I wasn't on this Tuesday and Wednesday, but you know, I mean, I've just recently got diagnosed with COPD, and gotten on some new medications. So I've been dealing with that.
Try not to.
But you know, God, take it away. I believe He will. Okay? I believe he will.
Well, Pastor, is Pastor Wanda still on?
Yes.
Yes, Sister Wanda, I have a question for you. What do you feel about homosexuals?
I'm not on that subject. You know, I'm not. God loves all, and it's plain and simple. I don't discriminate, judge, because they're God's creation. He created them. He created that person. But the people have choices. I'm not going to expound on that because, see, well, the subject tonight is on the creation.
It's controversial. It's controversial. No. Is that why you don't want to expand on it?
No, I'm not. That we're not on that tonight, sir. So, you know.
You want to deflect? Is that what you're trying to do? I'm just trying to ask
you
a question.
And I told you, God love
Pastor
all.
Pastor Ken said that I could call in and ask a question. I'm trying to ask a question.
Well, I
what
just told
your,
you my
opinion.
I ain't
so
got no opinion. God loves all. I have to sit. I minister
what
many.
What about Matthew 19:5?
I minister
19,
to men. They're my brothers. They're my sisters.
Yeah.
And,
you can keep distracting me.
You be
with,
blessed,
with
sir.
Talking me.
You be blessed.
You know, talking over
you
me.
Be blessed
yeah,
in
yeah,
Jesus'
course.
Name.
Yeah.
I don't argue about the word.
With Matthew 19:5. Matthew 19:5 is the word. So I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm trying to.
So
reason
I'm telling
you
what
Matthew
God
19,
told
5.
Me, I am not
Matthew
the one to
19,
judge.
5.
So Matthew 7:1 said, judge not, be not judge.
One moment.
Judge
one
not,
mo-
be not judge.
Wanda gave her answer. Wanda said, God gave life to everybody. Wanda answered your question. Yes. Now, we're going to move on. Yes. Amen. Okay? Sorry about that, Pastor Wanda.
No, I'm going to go listen to me. I thank God. See, there's a big blessing coming. And no weapon formed against me. I'm going to give her a straight answer. I'm not on that. I'm not judging anybody. God loves all he created. They make choices. I have nothing to hide. And I know the word of God. I don't need my Bible to tell. Let me go and find it. I study the word each and every day. I seek God. And God said the Holy Spirit will give me an answer. I'm not going to go my opinion. I'm going to always say in the spirit realm, I'm not going through the flesh because, see, that's fleshly. I'm not doing that. See, we are to speak edifying for the hearers. We're an ambassador of Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:20. Go out to reach the lost, the one bound, hurt. If you look at it, Isaiah 61, see, the good news is Jesus Christ. They have a choice.
Right.
Everybody have a choice. Okay?
That's right.
So I thank him. See, I'm not going to go in the bake with nobody. I've been warring for many souls, and I have zero tolerance, and God said he's going to fight
well,
a battle
for me.
Well,
I want to ask you a question, Pastor Wanda. What do you think about the idea that there's gay pastors, that they're running the church? Okay, what do you think about those?
Let me tell you something. They got to see the Lord one day, okay? See, God
yes.
told me certain things don't even talk on, okay?
Right.
Certain things that until he tells me and release me to talk on. God, he knows who's trying to set up. That is not of God, okay? And he said, some are for the father of lies. Now, I'm going to tell you why I can say this tonight. I thank you, Father God. And I'm going to tell you something. The enemy, let's go to Isaiah chapter 14. I'm going to show you what God then showed me. Everything that God does, the enemy tries to come and mimic, okay? When you look at the rainbow.
Okay.
We can go and see what Satan said he's going to set himself up. See, he got to try everything to discourage God's people, and they're going to try to change the word to fit in to their agenda, okay? Go to Isaiah chapter 14. So we're going to talk about that since you brought it. 14, oh, wait a minute, is it 12 or 14? Wait a minute, Isaiah, hold on, let me get my Bible. All right, so I forgot them in the Bible. Thank you, Father God. I want you to see everything God said. Now, they can repent and return from their wicked ways. It's Isaiah chapter 12. And he shall, wait a minute. Hold on, let me go through that. Wait a minute, hold on. Salvation, all this about salvation. Wait a minute, Isaiah. Okay, is it Isaiah, Father God? Because the enemy goes and tries to do everything. Hold on. Okay. It's the fall. Wait a minute, I'm going to find it. Hold on. Thank you, Father God. Isaiah. Hold on, let me find my other Bible. It's the fallen. And that's what the enemy wants. And then he wants to. Hold on. Thank you, Father God. Sure, tell me because I spoke on this. Okay, the Prince of Peace. Hold on. I know it's in here because I just said to show somebody this. Hold on, Lord. Come on, Daddy. Oh, that's false. All right, now let's go down. Let's go to 14. I want to go in chapter 14, and I'm going to go start back at verse 12, okay?
Right.
Now, I want you to see something. Now, if he came at the biggest war was in heaven, okay? When he took a third of the angels, you know, on earth first, and then a third of the angels, when Michael the Archangel had to kick him out. Now, that's the biggest war was in heaven, okay? Then we can go look at it when it came to make all of the woman eat from a fruit, okay? Then we can look at Endor. We can go all the way, okay? Even for Moses, witchcraft, all this. Now, listen at them. Even,
right.
I want you to go, let's go to 14. See, the Holy Spirit, I don't have this written out. And I didn't even want to talk on these certain things because God ain't, you know, but, you know, bring it out in, you know, black and white in the Word of God, black and white. We'll see what God says. Okay, Isaiah is the one that's speaking. But God then gave him a profound talk right here about Lucifer. Okay, you ready? You want me to read it?
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah.
All right, verse 12. Let's talk about Lucifer. Okay, it wasn't Satan, it's Lucifer. And how his name was Lucifer, now he's going to come to Satan, Beelzebub, the dragon, beast, whatever you want to call it. Okay. How I thou have fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, okay? To tell you where he fell from, to where he at down here on earth, okay? Son of the morning, how art thou cut down from the ground which didst weaken the nation? What did he just say? He's coming to what? Weaken the nation. So where he going to come at? He's coming to the nation, but he's going to try to set up in the house of God, in your home, in marriages. Go look at that, all that. See, it's a whole bunch. We can go all around it with children, the schools, a whole bunch today. We can look at everything that God just gave us, what he's going to try to do. Nation. See, now watch this. Go back to Genesis.
Right.
Who was the father? Who's the father of the nation? Abraham. There go again. Now I'm gonna keep going. I don't have this. This is what God has given me. I'm gonna let the spirit flow, not I flow, not the flesh. Now I'm gonna keep going. All right. Okay. Thou cut it down the ground, which didn't weaken the nation. Okay. Come to weaken God's nation. Okay. So, but thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend unto the heaven. Who going to ascend in heaven? Jesus. Only Jesus, okay? So he, everything God is doing, what God did create, God created all nations, okay? He sent them all out, 12 tribes scattered abroad. They all over the nation, okay? But he's coming by the nation. Now we're going to look at, he's coming to send, he said he's going to ascend to in heaven. No, he can't. Jesus is the only one that didn't ascend to heaven. Okay, and that, see, Jesus ain't came yet, but he's saying what he's going to do. He have no progression. Who's sitting on the throne? Almighty God. Jesus hadn't came. So just watch this, how God did. He shows, he said in thy heart, he didn't say it in his head. He didn't put it in his heart, that this is what I'm going to do. Okay, and I will send to heaven, I will exalt my, what he said, who throne? It's my and I. Listen at this. This fire. All this is fire. And we know who sits on the throne. Who sits on the throne? The Almighty God. I was off my throne. So he got to mimic, camouflage, chameleon, bamboozle of many people because he's feeling he's going to sit on a throne. Okay? Do you see that?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Okay? I'm listening.
Ascend into heaven. See, who in heaven? Only God is in heaven and angels that worship. He have been banished from heaven. And Job, he had to give permission and ask, why are you here? Okay? And then with Joshua, God asked him, you bring the charges against my, well, who? His servant. And God had angels change clothes. Then with Moses, he wanted to talk against and go against the bones of Moses. Okay? But he couldn't find, he couldn't have them. All right, let me keep going. I was on my throne above the stars of who? God. How are you going to go above God, and he is God, he is the creator, and he's the creation, okay? So
right.
If he's doing that, do you know he can going to come try to do things in the church? He didn't told you about the nation. So that's the maker weaken. He said, he's coming to weaken. All right, let's go on down. He said, I will sit upon the mount of the who? There it go, congregation. What congregation? He's coming at the congregation of God's people in the house of God, and he have no rights. That's why God said, pray without ceasing, but giving thanks in all things to who? That's why he tells us to be prayerful and watchful. In Proverbs, he says, watch what your eyes, ears hear in Proverbs 1. See, there's a whole bunch you can find out when you get into the Word of God. He's coming at the congregation. He's coming at the house of God. He wants to make God's people fall because he's a fallen what? He was an angel, but he changed.
Right.
To Satan. Okay? It tells you in the Bible, now wait a minute, in the congregation in the sides of the north, I was sent above the heights of the cloud. I will be like. So if he's coming to be like the Most High, he's going to set himself up in the congregation in the house of God, and then he's going to have many followers because God have a chain of command. Do you know the enemy have a chain of command? Because he got 30 angels. But God is higher, but he's saying what he's going to do, and this is false reputation of what God, he want to be a God. He's coming to weaken God's people. He's going to set up everything and mimic God. That's all you got to look and see. The congregation.
Okay.
Where the congregation at? The church.
Yep.
There you go. It's plain and simple. God, he's been showed it to me. He's been showed it, but he let me spoke about it. But he every time I talk about it, he give me more insight. So
right.
He's coming
right.
To deceive God's people. Okay? See, but then if we go. Let's go to John. Let's go to John 10. Let's go to John 10.
Okay.
10. Now, we can go with, okay, we can go to Matthew chapter 4. Let me tell you something. So he came at, no, let me, chapter 4. Let's go to chapter 4, and I'm going to show you something else. So when you get in the Bible and the Word of God, God said, I'm going to show you something. So he couldn't tempt Jesus. Now, Jesus had to come to redeem and come for that congregation. He had to come for the ones that's asleep, that they're supposed to be in hell. He had to come for the ones that he had kept. Trying to keep them in bondage. The ones that his elect, the ones they didn't have a place to go, but see, Jesus got to come and redeem everything and put it back in order, okay?
Right.
See, if Jesus wouldn't come, we wouldn't have nothing. He'll be over the congregation. But see, he's mimicking. But we have the most powerful name is Jesus Christ. Jesus, Lord of Lords, King of Kings. And we could call upon him and we pray for God to remove and listen at me. Hallelujah, God. We can take everything into captivity, the obedience of Jesus Christ. Those people that are setting themselves up, they need to be delivered, healed, restored, and brought to the real knowledge of who Jesus Christ is. Okay?
Right.
You might read this, but see, you got to have the living God, because see, we serve a living God. Psalm 18:46, not 18:0, but 18:46. He lives, so we live. So a lot of people don't understand. We go to Isaiah 61. He said, I came to set the captivity. So if you're in captivity, how are you going to set somebody free and you're living in bondage, in slavery, and what God didn't want against God? Come on now. Come on, church. Come on. He didn't told you. Now we're going to go look at what Jesus got to go through for us, all of us to be set free. Okay? Now you didn't, what, Pastor, why are you going to mess me this night? All right.
Yeah, I know it.
You did it. You brought it on, so I must show you because God didn't told it to me. So when Jesus come to get all the congregation back, he's got, see, Satan still ain't won. He won't never win in 1 Corinthians 15:56-57. It said the sting of death is sin and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us victory. But then God said, let me go here about the love of the self. Okay, we just seen. All right, let's go to Matthew 4. Now, So this is what's going on. So we can go all through this Bible, break it down, and God's going to keep giving you more if you get in there and read it. Get read it, read it, read it, read it. God is light. He's not in darkness. God ain't. Oh, my goodness. People can fall into snares and traps of the enemy, and they think they're doing right. God got a call on them, but he's calling them to come and to know the real God. Not this false God, not Satan, not saying a gay church. I have never seen a gay church.
Well,
I had never. So somebody wanted me to go. I said, if I go, God's gonna shed every door, and everybody's gonna know the Lord when I come if they invite me in there. Cause see, where the anointing is, there the enemy can't be. Satan couldn't be just hanging around Jesus. Okay, if they submit to God in James 4:7, they submit to God, resist the devil, then he will flee. Okay, but how can they resist if they working for the enemy? In John 8:44, he said he's the father of lies from the beginning. Not at the end. He said he's that, and all don't belong to God. A lot of people don't belong to God. In John 8:44, you can look at it and see what God said. Not man said, God said it. That plain and simple. All are not his. They are made in a choice to serve Satan. John 8:44, the father of lies. Now we go to Matthew 4. Okay. Now if he came at the Son of Man, the Son of God, Emmanuel, that means God is with us. Now listen to that. Now if he don't have respect for God, he ain't got no respect for you. He ain't got no respect for the church. He ain't got no respect to set up a church of whatever, gays or whatever. He don't got no respect for God. He ain't got no respect for Jesus. He ain't have no respect to worship God. How you think he's going to have respect for us? And he said he come to weaken the nation. So he got to set his shop up. These are the shops to be set up. And these chop shops. There's like a car, a chop shop. So when we go to Matthew 4, okay? You there, Pastor? You want to read it?
I'm here.
You want to read it?
No, go ahead.
I know you're going to miss it. Lord, you're going to miss. All right. Now, we got a temptation. Now, God tells us about, he don't tempt nobody. He tests us. He gives us a little trial. Okay? And I want people to understand that tonight on the phone. God don't tempt, give nobody no temptation. And God give us trials and tests so we can pass them. So we're going to look at Satan coming to tempt the Almighty God, the Son of God, the Emmanuel, that means God is with us. And so a lot of things you can learn. Jesus was led, okay, up of the spirit. He wasn't led in the flesh because he would have passed. You see, that's why we have to stay in the spirit as well. Into the wilderness. To be tempted. See, he went to be tempted. See, now listen at this. Now, if you've been led by the Spirit, you can pass these tests. Okay? So if you're led, you can't serve Satan. But see, now he's going up there by himself, but he got the Spirit. Okay? The will is to be tempted. Now, listen to what I'm saying. Why I'm going to make it that plain and simple, because God, I don't know what I'm doing, but I know what he's telling me to say. Okay? So I'll be led by the Spirit, not by the flesh. So we see he being led by the Spirit, not by the Spirit, but of. Okay? And then we see by himself in the wilderness. That means isolated, alone. Not nobody going with him. All right. And when he, now listen what he had to do. But when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards and hungry. Okay? I'm in the King James now. When Jesus was hungry now. So if you didn't fast for 40 days, 40 nights, now everything, you're going to be hungry, okay? Now listen at this. He's gone. Now if he's hungry, now watch how that's like when you go on a fast, I want y'all to understand tonight, watch everything come at you, even in that fast and after that fast, and if that fast is about to be over. Verse 3, and when the tempter, now it didn't give him, it said Satan, it didn't say Lucifer did it, but it said the tempter came to him and said, now listen, he ain't got no business, but he's going to do it, he's going to try it anyway. He's going to try to go and tempt the Son of God, the Son of Man. Now, watch this. If thou be, now you question him of knowing who he is, his identity. See, but that's because he's hungry. Okay, he thought he was going to fall for some foolishness. And God, the Son of God, you see, well, he said, the Son of God, if you the Son of God, that these stones, now watch this.
Casting the bread,
So he's going to try to get him to turn some to show his power. See, it wasn't Jesus' time. He didn't fall for that foolishness. That's why God don't want us. So that's why it's a spiritual fast right here. This is the fast that when you want to go and you're in a fast, you better look at what Jesus does. He gave us a prime example. So he came at him trying to get him to show his power. But then he came at his identity. If you put that, if, okay? And then talking to the Son of God. See, God gave him permission to talk to him. See, that's what people don't understand. But see, that's what Jesus said, though. Verse 3, but he answered and said, it is written. See, the blood is speaking. Now, he know who he is as it is written. See, this already in Isaiah. It's already written. He already know. It's already written. Man, it made a big M. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of who? Not man, not gay, not nothing. Okay? So he said, I'm going to tell you something. Really what he said, let me tell you something. You can't live, a man ain't going to be alive by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of my father's mouth. Okay?
Yeah.
So if they're not doing what the father said, now, he know who his father is, he know who he is, he know who's going to provide everything for him. He know he's the living bread. Now, Jesus is the living bread. Jesus is the blood speaking because you see it in red. Eternity is speaking. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with who? God. Genesis chapter 3:17.
Yes,
that's the first time it talks about Jesus coming. That's the first time it talks about Jesus coming. That the enemy be at his what?
Yes.
All right, let's go on down.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Then the devil taking him into a holy city. Now watch this stupid stuff here. I looked at this and I had to read over. A holy city. Now here it goes. Here it goes. Watch this. You told him about the church now. You ready?
Yeah.
Read that one more time. He at what city? Pass away yet?
I'm listening to you read.
Okay. What holy city? What holy city? Now what holy city? Now that's the same thing. He's mimicking God, taking Jesus to some holy city. And see, that's the same with people in the world that don't know God. And they want to be said, we have a gay church, LBG, whatever you want, because they think they got a holy place. And
well,
them on a what? What is it?
Well, you know, I believe. Because I support the LGBTQ community, and I believe that everyone has the right to know God. Everyone has the right to know God.
Everybody, listen, they have a choice. Everybody, listen, that means everybody have a choice, but you have to make the choice to live for God. Okay, it's not greasy grace. Now, let me tell you, I support anything that anybody, the soul, that's supposed to know Jesus Christ, okay? That's what he have told me. And even if they fail short, because each and every day we fall short of the glory of God, okay? But you have a choice to change, be transformed to who God have created you to be. And that's in Romans 12:1-2. The 1-2, if I beseech you therefore, brother. He tells you, I beseech you. He said, I'm begging you. I'm asking you. I'm begging. See, when you look at that way, he said, I'm begging. When he said, I beseech you, I'm begging you. So when
well,
God
you,
has shown
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I can't change
but I'm
it.
Saying,
nobody can change it.
I'm saying that gay people believe in Jesus.
See, listen to me.
Let
me tell you, I'm not going to get in that because if you believe, then you'll be in change. See, listen, God have sent me to sit with men that love other men, just like in Sodom and Gomorrah. But God, I talked to him and told him, I told him, you're a man of God. You're a beautiful man of God. Things have happened, then they try to convert you. These are demonic spirits. God have changed them. God changed them, not I. I told them who they were and who got what God created them to be. And they saw me. God have changed them, changed their mind, their thinking, and they're serving a living God. They denounce all things that they have did, every perverted sin, by sleeping
right
with a man. So that's what didn't happen down here in Georgia, that he, when he had me, when he sent me out. And I didn't plan to sit with him. I didn't. I said, Lord, I'm so tired. So he said, in your flesh you're weak, but in the spirit you're strong. So I had ate about 3 days, and I was so tired. My feet was hurting, everything. I said, God, you didn't help me out here. I don't know why I'm down here. The bus right there, he changed everything where I was going. He wanted that person.
Yeah,
he sent me to some of them. He sent me to many of them. I said, God said, receive him today. I didn't throw it on him. I said, do y'all want this gift? They asked for a cigarette. I said, hold on. I want a cigarette. I said, hold on. Let me get one.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, I've got COPD, and I still smoke, okay? And,
well, you know, I'm not talking about the smoking. I'm saying Jesus done. I said, you know, you want a gift, and they asked for a different thing. I said, but I'm going to tell you about a gift. Newport can't save you. Salvation Army can't save you. Your mama, your friend. Nobody saved but Jesus, and you'll never see a salvation line. Okay, you can go to salvation and buy clothes, but I want you to know the Son of God that died for you on the cross. So God gave me every word to tell this person and tell him that he loved him. Out of all what he have done, he gave me everything in certain detail. He told me to tell it, and it scared me so bad myself. I couldn't do but sit, and I had to hold my composure not to go into speaking in tongues, because he filled me up so much when I was so hungry. Okay, so he had help to come. So I sat there, and every demonic spirit came at this young man for him to come and go through a trick with him. And I had to keep raising my hand for the Lord. Lord, help me! Don't let this happen. The person broke down crying. I want to know him. I didn't hear about my grandmama, the God that throw those lightning bolts. I said, that is the God I serve. I serve a gracious. His anger in Psalm 30, his anger lasts for a moment, but his favor lasts for a lifetime. You all want to know him. You want to have that everlasting love. Jeremiah 33:3, unconditional love. John 3:16, God had me everything. It was for us. God had you on his mind in Ephesians before the foundation of the world. He know what happened to you. He know this person molested you. And in place of demonic spirit in you to thank you, you're supposed to be a woman. You violated as a child. So God had me. I didn't know nothing. I was out in the world. I think I was out for 1 year, and I hadn't been out on the bus or anything. Well, I'm swearing to God. And God, he sought me. There's some more. God sent me this one, young lady. I ain't never wearing no dress. God had me to tell her how lovely she is and how she's a jewel and how he have her name written in his mighty righteous right hand and how he catch her tears and just had me saying his word, not my word, not thinking on it, just being used for his glory. God have the change. And when I seen him, I broke down and cried. I said, thank you, Lord, that you saved her. Thank you for changing and molding and shaping to who she's supposed to be, not in the world. Thank you for snatching her out of the hands of the enemy. See, I had to go and I cried because it was a joyous cry, okay, of what God had done behind the speaking that word. You're beautiful. No, I look like a boy. No, you're beautiful. You got a mask. It's some things on you that are holding you and keeping you bound. To not know who you, okay? God don't want your mind to be a reprobated mind. So God gave me and just let me talk and talk. Cried with him. Told me how people just been doing things to him when they're a child sleeping. So he let me go into the deep root. So we had to go cut it off at the head, at the root. And God, he had me in a ministry where many ladies and young men had been violated. See, that's what you got to go to the root problem. You got to sit down and see what has happened to God's people. Okay? And God showed me some things, and it made me sick. And every time I prayed, it had to come up. And everything tried to hold on to them. That's them demonic spirits tried to hold.
I got another caller that just called in.
Go ahead.
And let me take it.
Go ahead.
And, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'll put you on hold.
Okay. We got our brother Don. Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hey, brother. How you doing, Kenny?
Not bad. How you doing? I wasn't trying to not take your call. I was in the middle.
Oh, no.
Okay, so you know I always take your call.
Kenny, I was just wondering, is this now Wanda's show or is it still your show?
Here we go.
But it's also the Pastor's Corner, so it's Pastor Wanda's part of the show.
Like, she's going to be on every night?
Well, I know she's going to have her show on Wednesday night, and I think she wants to be on every night. Pastor Wanda, do you want to be on every night?
Yeah, whatever the Lord's will.
Amen. Amen. If it's the Lord's will, then so be it.
All right, Kenny. Well,
my.
I don't really have anything else to say. I just,
I mean, if it's the Lord's will, really, think about it. If it's the Lord's will, it's the Lord's will.
She talked for 45 minutes about nonsense, and it made no sense. She was jumping all the way around, like going around the world. It was insane, man.
I brought
words.
I brought the scripture. So what are you talking about? I rightly divide.
I'm talking about you need
I
to slow. Listen. You need to slow down.
You be blessed,
down.
Young man. No, I don't have to do
slow
anything you say. I listen
down.
To God. I listen to God. I'm letting the spirit lead me, not flesh. So you call and ask a question.
You like
are you going to be on
like
that every night?
You sound like you're coked out of your mind. Just slow down and talk.
Sweetheart,
normal.
I
so
flow with
can follow
spirit.
What you're saying.
I follow what I say. I can
okay.
repeat it right back to you. See, you know,
yeah,
I'm not
okay.
going to argue
Let's
with you. Are you going to be on them? Are
Don,
you going to be on them?
Thank you for calling, Don.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay. We got another caller
listen
from 510. Oh, okay, hold on. Okay, 510, you're on the air.
That's Mr. Gale.
Oh.
They foolish.
Okay, that was silly. Okay, Pastor,
now listen.
No.
Let me
okay.
tell you something, Pastor. I brought forth words, everything, the word.
I know.
Around.
I mean, not everybody
I know
can
what this is.
Show you as fast as I can. Okay? So
yes,
I guess
God,
maybe
God.
He was having a problem with following where you were
but
coming from.
First of all,
from,
they got a problem
know.
With themselves. If they
okay.
get in that word and study daily, they'll understand.
Right.
See,
right.
I'm not a coach out unless you see Psalm 105:15. See, what they're saying, they're coming against God. His anointed. It ain't me. See,
right.
he said, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. If they hated Jesus, they're going to hate me. See, I'm going to bring forth the truth. Like, I don't have no problem. I don't have to defend myself because I got one that fight my battle in Exodus 14:14. And so I can hold my peace. Okay?
Amen.
So
Amen.
I don't
Amen.
Be foolish. You ask a question,
yeah,
I give it to you.
I know that. I like to keep you on here, and I want to stop all the things before
blessings
are
coming, Pastor. Blessing. Listen at me. Blessings come if you ain't being tested and tried. See, I ain't saying tempted. Tested and tried. See, like pure gold, like he tells us in the word in Proverbs, okay? Everything came to Jesus. Do you know it's going to come at you? Like everything was coming at you at one time, and God had me to come on all the time to shed it down when he brought every charge, he tried to bring charges against you. So now,
yeah.
I'm not the weakest link. I say in my word, I sit in the presence of God. I study in my word. I seek him every day. I do the will of God. See,
I know that. I can tell you're a highly anointed woman of God.
And
okay.
So I know it's going to come. See, it's a blessing coming so big that it's to help God's people. It's not to hurt them. To
right.
houses. Finances are being brought forth from God, not man. Bringing the homeless off the street. Bringing them in your home. Okay? seeing about the shit, the shit in, praying, going what the chaplain's supposed to do, walking in the hospital, lifting your hand, praying not to pray for somebody when they die, when they're in on deathbed, going to see your family members that when they can't do anything and they didn't have their time on this earth, but they still living and they're asking for it. Speaking on cancer, going and talk to the cancer patient, praying for them, going and rescue women that are being healed. Are they doing that, what God then told them, or they just want to come and just run their mouth? Are they sitting in the house of God to be, to worship God in spirit and truth? Do they praise God? Do they acknowledge God? Do they give it thanks that somebody is going to speak what is right and want to know whose show it is? It's God's show. God provides. He's Jehovah Jireh.
Amen. Hey, Pastor Wanda, I don't want to mean to cut you off, but my phone's about to die. Okay.
Mine is too. I got to get on. They called me from Nigeria. I got a call. Now, God's taking me to Nigeria too, brother. So I still be able to call because my son is going to make sure I have money. But you be blessed in Jesus' name. God bless all
you
God's
too,
people.
You too, Pastor Wanda.
In Jesus' name.
Okay, I hope to see you here tomorrow night. Okay. I'm going to take this one last caller. Okay. 769, you're on the air.
Mr. Gill.
Okay. Oh, well, Mr. Gill, bless his heart. Okay. Tomorrow night we're going to have issues with mental illness and addictions, and it starts at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. So I hope to see all you people that have problems with addiction, okay, tomorrow night for issues with mental illness and addictions. And we're going to have a sermon on, okay? So right now I got Tony standing by, okay, with a prayer.
And a statement.
And a statement.
As we leave you this night, feel his embrace. Let it carry you through the night and every day. Sleep in peace knowing that you're safe and loved. And, you know, tomorrow tell somebody you love them because we all need to hear that sometimes. And first and foremost, I want our listeners to know and remember that we here at Rainbow, God's Rainbow Ministries, thoroughly support the LGBTQ community as we are part of it. Anything you hear on our show, sometimes it's not what we believe in, but everybody's got their right to speak, and that's what makes what makes America great. So bless you all. Amen. And remember, here at Rainbow's Ministries, we love you all.
Amen. Okay, have a good night, everybody. Hope to see you here back again tomorrow night. Bye-bye.